We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I got two for that one. He's really excited to
report. Checked out like a hotel.
If they're not serving booze, it'll be shakes on the plane.
Really excited shakes. To watch Tway Young.
Kyle's trying his best to get to you. I admire
you know
the
what?
Effort.
Quietly, Kyle's taking a long weekend, too. Why don't you get on his ass?
I'm still hurt when he said that.
Kyle runs the show.
I'm going on the call, so.
Oh, man. All right. What are we doing here? A lock of the day here.
Thank you, Stallone.
It's time for Guru's Lock of the Day.
Lock
the lady to the
Uh-oh. That is whack.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Give me the foreigner.
Yeah.
He's as cold as ice.
Steiny's Lock of the Day is brought to you by BetQL. Playoff basketball is here, and before you bet on any of the postseason games, you need to check out BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to help you make the smartest possible bets. Visit BetQL.com and use promo code BAY for 20% off. That's 20% off with promo code BAY, B-A-Y, at BetQL.com. Well, Steiny last night was hanging out in Phoenix. He took the Suns, took the Nuggets plus 5.5 against the Suns. We usually cut sound here, and I started cutting the sound, but I made like the Nuggets and quit. So we don't have a highlight for you today. The Nuggets blown out 123-98, much to the chagrin of Michael Malone and Matthew Steinmetz, who is now 5-2-1.
Yeah.
He's fading. He's fading, Steiny. And yeah, I know you wanted to quit when you lost once. We said, you know, pick out the week. So today will be your final pick. And then Goo, okay. The staff and I decided that you can start anew. Goo starts anew. So Goo, you'll pick tomorrow with an 0-0 record, okay. And we'll track you from here. And see how long you can run. But, Steiny, see if you can close us out on a winning note.
Steiny, let me just make a rebuttal to the committee, Dibs. Why don't both of us pick and it be a contest? And we can, I mean, it wouldn't be that much longer of a bid. You give your pick, I give mine, and bam. Kyle goes over both. And
producer's job.
We'll keep talk about this on the call today.
Okay. As I mentioned previously in the show thread, there are so many bits that have been crafted. Why don't we just ride with the bit the way we have it? And then when we get to, say, football season is more conducive to a contest.
I love it.
Right now we're doing the baton thing where we're handing the baton. And I understand that you're nervous, Goo, about getting back in the saddle tomorrow.
No, because, I'm not.
Well, I mean, you're on a terrible skid, quite frankly. After your 13-3 start, you were like 5-18. Yeah.
But there's other parts of my life to where I'm at the table, if you know what I mean. So that part's been going good. What happens when your unit is defective?
That apparently is that didn't cover the spread. Anyway, Steiny, enough about us.
Yeah.
Is the pick in?
Oh, the pick is so in. Well, actually, I got to ask you quick. Can I pick any game from the weekend, or do I have to be tonight?
Yes, for you, anything.
It's got to be tonight.
No, it's got to be tonight.
Yeah,
guys,
be tonight.
Well, today's Thursday.
Put your foot down.
Because, Steinmetz, tomorrow we got to be able to check in. See, the way the bit works is we open with a look back at the pick, except for on Monday. Even on Monday, we look back. I mean, have you not paid attention?
We gave you a pass last week.
Yeah,
with Lord. The Sunday game.
Okay.
So now he's got. Now I got to poke through and I'm unprepared. Yeah. Can you play the chime again, please, Spadoni? Thank you.
Oh, did he already do it?
Of course he did.
The pick is in. Listen, Max Scherzer, his best days are behind him, all right? And the Giants are hitting the ball. Giants coming off a tough loss last night. Hit the Giants in the money line and the over. Parlay that sucker. Can you do that? Thank you. I'm telling you, Giants are going to win big today over Washington. They're playing Washington, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I just mess around. Of course they're playing Washington. Yeah, go ahead, Kyle.
You said Max Scherzer is best days are behind him. He has his best career ERA right now.
Yeah, 2.2. That's right, because of the doctored baseballs. But back in the day when he was pitching for
two.
Here's the other thing. Who cares if he's having a good year? That team stinks. Scherzer used to be an ace on a great team. I really didn't realize he had the great ERA, though. But I don't like the Giants. I don't know if you know this. The Giants lineup, it might be better than the Padres top to bottom.
Yeah, plus 165 on the Giants, minus 120 on the over, which is 7.5. So Steiny with a little par on his way out the door. If you bet the parlay, it'll be 4-1 odds.
Do I get two wins
on your return? No, you get one win. You get one win.
Okay.
Did you get that fly?
No, it was one of those little fruit flies, Dibs. Okay, there it is. There's the pick.
Well, good luck to you, and then you know, win or lose. You're off the seat, so you can go back to sleep during the bit. Guru takes center stage tomorrow.
I kind of wanted to do. You didn't let me do what Guru likes to do, which is we're going to Atlanta, Georgia, and then I could have been like, "No, I really am." But okay, all right. What do you got, Kyle?
I was just confirming that it was 4-1, plus 400 on the parlay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thereabout. It's plus 386 where I got it, but not that I'm betting it. This guy doesn't even know. Guy's writing off Max Scherzer Hall of Famer. Over 7.5 is interesting because D. Sclafani, he was lights out early, a little bit more uneven in his last start. He might give up the ghost, but I don't love the Giants. Plus 165 is good. I would be more inclined, Goo, to take the 1.5. If I was going to bet the Giants, but
yeah, and I don't expect many runs. I was on the other side of that yesterday, Dibs, the Giant run line. How'd that work out for your boy?
Yeah,
but,
not great.
Hopefully they get back on the horse tonight. But I'm watching Anthony just like I'm watching Woods, Donnie, because a lot of these pitchers have been for the Giants, lights out. And then here lately, you know, nothing to be nervous about, but Wood giving up 15 runs in his last three starts, and DeSclafani got hit hard, and we'll see how he responds in Washington.
Yes, we will. DeSclafani gave up 10 earned runs in a game, maybe about 4 or 5 starts ago. All right, Mark Canha, the A's outfielder, is going to join us in about 3 or 4 minutes. He was involved in a very interesting play yesterday. By the way, the Royals are in town. Gosh, whenever I say this, I hope I'm right. Royals are in town tonight. They play the Oakland A's at the Coliseum. Let's see. I got a couple things left. Do you want to throw this or that out there, Dibs, and knowing Canna's going to come in, we'll pick it up on the other side, or should we do something where in 2 minutes we'll cut it off?
If you could get to your Yoshi story, that'd be great.
Okay.
Can you knock that out? Just, you know, recap the audience. Yeah, the foster dog, he chewed up door frames and furniture. And
well,
you know, how's he fitting in, Steiny?
All right, well, so, like, this is I know we've been messing around. So we fostered this dog, Yoshi, part pit bull, part bulldog, and he hadn't been neutered, and he's a sweet dog, really is a sweet dog. And he's been here for a week, got neutered yesterday. We brought him back into the house, and he was a little too aggressive toward our cat and even Rosie.
Juniper.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're going to take him back to the shelter to see if they can find somebody else to foster him in a place with no other animals. He is a sweet dog. I'll tell you what, he's my daughter's already become attached to him in a week or so.
Yeah.
But you know, he gets a little territorial. So
even post neutering, is there?
He's slower at post-neutering, but he's, I don't know, it's almost like the sexual aggression has gone to like a, you know, like a like a physical aggression or a,
yeah,
you know, I don't. So anyway, he's a sweet dog. I have a picture of him on my Twitter, Steinmetz NBA, beautiful dog. We're going to get him. We're going to get him adopted by a family, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, and no doubt. And, you know, really, sometimes it takes a little time following that procedure to kind of normalize.
I think you're right. Mark Canha, Oakland A's outfielder, joining us right now. Hey, Mark, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, here's how I'm going to start. I know you saw the play. Well, that was a catch. Don't you think? Well, that was a catch, right?
Yeah, I guess. Whatever you say.
I got to believe that you didn't see it in real time, correct?
Yeah, I saw. Well, I saw him catch. You know, I saw the ball go into his glove. I think I was past first base when the ball went into his glove, and I kind of looked up, and I was actually taking my helmet off in disgust and disbelief, and getting ready to slam it on the ground, and I just saw the ball, right? I was about to look away from it. I just saw the ball on the ground. I didn't really see how it got there or what happened, but I was just like, all right, let's run and make this look good. And, yeah, the umpire was saying down, the ball's down, so, you know, kept running.
Cool.
And that's, I mean, really the only thing you can do. And what do you think about this new era of baseball with instant replay where more calls are reviewed? It feels like more calls are gotten correct, yet the human element of, like, the manager arguing and kicking dirt on the ump and the passion of that is kind of lost. Where are you on this new era of reviewable baseball?
I like it. You know, we get more calls right now. I believe that. I mean, it's nothing to believe in. It's probably just fact, right? Like, we get more calls right than we did before. And then sometimes we get them wrong because the camera angle doesn't show it on, like, a, or it's the play's too close to tell what happened. And I, you know, I'm fine with that. If we're getting more calls right because of it, I'm on board. It's just, it kind of sucks. You know, the umpire, the human element is still very much there because the call on the field, I feel, has a lot to do with how the call is going to go. It's hard to kind of reverse it because you have to have that, like, clear-cut evidence and everybody kind of translates that a different way. So, yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of it. And if it, you know, sometimes it doesn't go your way, but still it feels like we get a lot more calls right.
Mark, I'm an old school baseball fan, and we were just having a discussion about this doctrine of the baseball story. And if you don't mind, I'd just like to get your thoughts, because I was telling the guys, I feel like it's not getting enough run, and this is what you do for a living. Every day you're in that batter's box trying to get on base. Can you share with us, if you can, your thoughts on this story and what you're seeing out there on a daily basis in regard to trying to put a baseball in play?
Yeah, I mean, the ball's moving a little bit more. It's moving. It's kind of every breaking balls and sliders and curveballs just have, like, that much more bite, it seems like, depending on who you're facing and stuff. But, like, yeah, it just makes hitting a little more challenging. It's something we have to kind of figure out how to compete against, and it makes it a little tougher. It's like a kind of like a new challenge, and, you know, I'm kind of having fun actually trying to figure out how to hit in this new era. So,
is that fair to the hit? Not to cut you off, Mark. Is that fair?
Who am I to say? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I'm not a pitcher. I don't know what it's like. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, the one thing about this, Mark, and we're talking to Mark Canha, outfielder for the Oakland A's. You know, the one thing that hits me is after you hear the story on the surface, I would have assumed hitters would have kind of been furious or upset at this, but it doesn't seem to be big news among the players. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's like big news. I mean, we've known this is going on for, I don't know, at least a couple years. I was just doing an interview with Major League with MLB Network earlier today, and I said that, like, when I first broke into the big leagues, nobody was really talking about spin rate or putting substances on different substances on the balls. It just really wasn't talked about until, and I don't know when it really started being talked about, but clearly it's trendy now and it's what we're talking about. So, I mean, it's a new thing, and you know, I don't, at the end of the day, I have no control over it, and I have to put up numbers to make a living. So, I have no control over it. I just have to go out there and do the best I can and live with the results. So I'm, you know, the way I look at it is I still got to beat these guys, whether they're doing it or not doing it. I have to be better than them at the end of the day. So I have to do the best I can, and I try not to think about it or let it bother me too much, honestly.
It's a results-based business, and 2-for-4 yesterday with two ribbies leading off for Oakland, having a great year and in first place. Baseball seems to be different now than it was 3 to 5 years ago in terms of the, quote, unwritten rules, especially with more players pimping home runs, and you had Trevor Bauer of the Dodgers putting the sword in the sheath after a big out. What do you think about the demonstrative nature of modern MLB?
I love it. I think that Trevor Bauer's entertaining, and at the end of the day, we're entertainers. And if you know, I know we were just talking about old school brand of baseball and whatever, and I think that the modern baseball fan is wants excitement, and they want the pageantry of it all. I honestly think the more that baseball starts to look like the WWE, the better it is for the game. And I know that might be like a weird thing to say and like an out of like a crazy thing to say, but the closer we get to getting young people interested in the game and having it be fun for everyone, I'm all for it. I want people to be interested and as nerdy about baseball as I can. I don't believe that that's like the purest form of the sport or whatever, and I love the purest form of the sport, and I love the analytics, and I love everything there is about baseball. I'm obsessed with the game, and it's a passion for me. But, you know, we have to keep people interested, and you know, I'm a person that likes to celebrate on the field and bat flip and pimp homers too. It's fun. So I want to be able to have fun and not feel like I'm being ostracized for being myself on the baseball field. And I think that's what people want to see, is people just, the athletes being themselves and showing their colors.
Good stuff. Mark, talk to us about last year. Obviously, we know with the pandemic, there were no fans, but now they're back. How has that been for you to, you know, perform in front of fans and almost of, you know, full stadium, full capacity?
Yeah, it's fun. It's invigorating, really. It's kind of, it's been a while. You almost forgot what it was like. And I think sometimes I feel like the fans forgot what it was like too. When I'm out in the outfield, there's been a lot of, on the road in particular, you go into some of these stadiums and the heckling has become, elevated, I'll say. It's a little extra this year. I think people have been missing for a year and they sometimes forget how to act in public, and say some out of bounds things from time to time, and I'm like, whoa, this is a little different this year. They're really excited to be back.
Hey, before I let you go, Mark, I got to ask you, with the pandemic hopefully getting better, are you starting to get out to eat a little more? And if so, you know, give us a couple great recommendations in the Bay Area where to eat. We know you're a foodie.
Oh, okay. I haven't been out in the Bay Area very much. Last night, I went to Drake's dealership in Oakland for the first time. That was my first time out in the Bay Area in over a year. So,
little flyaway Pilsner.
I do. I gotta promote Drake's because that's just it's always a fun hangout.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, I mean, gosh, there's so many restaurants I like to go to. Millennium in Oakland is a vegan restaurant that I'm obsessed with. It's one of my favorites. I love Alice Waters' spot in Berkeley. Chez Panisse in Berkeley is one of my favorites in the whole Bay Area.
Nice.
Yeah. A lot of places in San Francisco I like. I mean, there's so many good ones. I feel like if I start naming them, I could go on for half an hour.
You like the Flyaway Pilsner at Drake's? Or are you an IPA guy?
I'm not an IPA guy. I think I had a Hefeweizen last night. I'm not a big beer guy, but I do enjoy a pop from time to time and it's a good hang. It's always a fun. Nice. I was there with some buddies last night. It's always a great time.
Yeah. Place next door called Calavera. Try the Mezcalarita. Mezcal. It's fantastic there.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, Alley and Vine in Alameda. Just went there. One Michelin star at Alley and Vine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mark gives and we give back. It's a nice little out-of-the-way place with just incredible presentation on the plate.
Nice. Good to know that I didn't know there's a Michelin star spot in Alameda.
Yeah, right there on Park, past Linguini's, on the left.
Yeah, well, Mark is a Bay Area guy. He's from San Jose, went to Cal. So he's really familiar with the Bay Area. And by the way, not for anything, but Dan Dibley and myself have kids who went to Cal. So we know you're a smart guy.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Well, I didn't get into Cal on my academic merits, but I certainly benefited from going there. Yeah,
that scoreboard, as we like to say, Mark. It doesn't matter how you got there; you got there.
Yeah.
Hey, man! Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Good luck this weekend against the Royals, and I'd love to have you back when you get a chance, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Mark Canha, A's outfielder. Interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
One of these guys who, not a lot of emotion, but what he says is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I like him. Drake's, of course, Dibs. We're a little familiar with Drake's.
Yeah. It's my biggest issue with the place, Goo, is they've got gravel. So when you got to walk from outside the fence to the inside, you got to walk on gravel. I don't do gravel.
Yeah. Wait,
I call them rocks. Yeah.
Well, this is like, yeah, I don't walk on gravel, and you know when you go to cross a street and they've got those strip of yellow bumps for, you know, the visually impaired. That way, if you're visually impaired, you know that you're about to get in the street. I don't walk on those bumps either, ever.
No.
Ever. I can't do that.
Try it out, Steiny. You guys been there. I got to spread my wings. Dre's, okay.
Yeah.
That troop, spread my wings.
Yeah, get to Oakland. Get to Oakland, Goo.
But what about the WWE thing of baseball? Wow.
It's good at that. You know what? I got to tell you.
Oh, man.
I would think that I would have been like, no. But you know what? What's Janis Joplin say when you got nothing left? You got nothing left to lose or something like that. And, I mean, baseball's got it.
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, I think it was Sheryl Crow is who it was.
No, when you got nothing left to lose. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. That's what I mean. So,
I love the young people.
What else can I be?
There we go.
I got 10 minutes to hold on here, people.
Yeah, we had you on the ropes last segment, and we let you off the hook, which I'm kind of kicking myself over.
Dibs, what's this or that looking like? You want to remind everybody.
Well, of course, we do a daily this or that here at 95.7 The Game. And today's was jeans or sweatpants. Sweatpants or jeans. And of course, Guru came down on the side of jeans because he's a man with pride. He's a man who knows fashion. Steiny, of course, siding with sweatpants because, well, he's basically given up. So we asked you to weigh in on our Twitter page at 957thegame.com. And right now, sweatpants carrying the day by a 66 to 33% margin, oh. Steiny.
Interesting. Wow. Interesting. You know, slacks look a little nicer, but okay.
Yep.
Do you know why sweats are superior?
Tell me.
Tell us.
I love a good pair of jeans. I wear jeans a lot, but nobody ever says, "Ah, can't wait to get home and throw some jeans on."
That's true.
No one's ever said that.
But like, what if you were out and about and you see something that piques your interest? Let's go in. Jeans will get you in, but if you got sweats, it's like
totally,
exactly,
totally. Not knocking jeans.
If you're walking down the street and Michael Malone is passing you by on the street, and you're wearing sweatpants, what does he say to you, Steiny? He says you quit. You quit on yourself. You quit on your teammates. You quit on all of manhood. You quit on the East Bay.
Quitting gets a bad name.
That's why you like sweatpants.
It sometimes does, for sure. I'm trying to communicate with Kyle, but Kyle, can you ring the phone, please?
I'll get it, Steiny.
I'll get it.
It's got to keep ringing, Spadoni, until he gets it. That's part of the bit, is
right.
The phone's ringing.
Start it up again.
He was right near the phone and thus picked it up immediately. That's why.
I think the person probably hung up by now, though. I wonder if they'll call back.
You know what? Maybe they'll call back.
They quit on the call.
Hopefully they'll call back.
Oh, it's Michael Malone.
Hopefully they'll call back.
You want me to get that?
Let me get it, Dibs, just because.
There you go.
I think I know who it is. Hello. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What? Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, let's. I'll tell Kyle to put you through. Hey, Dibs and Goo, we got Doc Rivers. Otherwise, known as Doc Rivers on the phone. Of course, Philly at Atlanta tomorrow in a game three. Hey, Goo. Goo, you don't get to ask Doc questions. You just don't because you don't like him as a coach. But, Mock, what do you like about your chances in Game 3 tomorrow? It's going to be tough. You're going into the A. Tough place to win.
Yeah, but I told the guys, hey, look, we get one, we can get two. And also, Steiny, I was on the 95 Spurs team where David Robinson got the MVP and Hakeem should have got it. And I told Ben, because he didn't get DPOY and he should have got it, we talked about it. But I told him, hey, look, we get one, we can get two. And that Mike Malone thing, guys, I've been in many locker rooms and I've been Mike Malone. We'll focus and we'll go out and play our best basketball and get this series.
Doc, just one more quick one. I know you're really, really busy. But are you concerned at all about your players and the nightlife distractions in Atlanta? Because Atlanta, it's a city where you could find your way into some action. Coach, are you at all concerned, Mr. Mock Rivers?
That's a great question, and that's why I got Lou Williams to talk to the team. Because, you know, he had his issue last year in the bubble. I said, hey, Lou, can you talk to the team about, you know, what goes on? And Lou gave a great speech to the players, so I think we'll be fine. And Ben will stick, Trae Young, especially. I keep going to Ben because he's hurt, he didn't win. But we should be okay, guys.
You know, it sounded a little bit there, thanks, Doc, like you do an awesome Daryl the Guru Johnson impression.
With a touch of Dick Vitale in there, too, quite frankly.
Chew it and do it, Kyle.
Listen, Doc, I know you got a game plan to work on, so
thanks,
really
Mark.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, guys. God. See you in Atlanta.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, give it up for Mock Rivers,
so
head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers.
I never want that bit to go away.
It's a great – we need Philly to stay in it, yeah. If we can push
that's why I had my hiccup earlier. I'm still kind of nervous about what happened. Wasn't eating, Sonny, so maybe that might have something to do with it.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know why, but that one.
Lou Williams talking to the team about
good.
The nightlife.
Hey, my God, what do you think's funny? That's funny.
That's very funny.
Guru doing Doc Rivers is about as funny as it gets, as far as I'm concerned.
It's great.
The only thing missing is the drop, not a doctor.
Oh, wow. Look at
Stoney. Oh, man.
Not a
what
doctor.
Do we got? What do we got here, Spadoni? I'm half checked out.
Half?
4 minutes.
No, yeah.
Hey, you got a little more than four. No, it's the after week. Party.
This has been a good show. Had a lot of fun. I'm going to Atlanta.
Let's just, before you bore us with your itinerary, hit me with the open stuff.
Now it's time to empty Steiny's notebook.
Well, that's what we do. We fight. You tell me when I'm being an arrogant son of a bitch, and I tell you when you're being a pain in the ass.
Please.
Which you are, 99% of the time.
My bad.
What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want?
Jimmy.
Yikes.
Here's what we missed throughout the show.
All right, I just have this at the bottom of my notebook. Don't forget you're leaving for Atlanta tonight. So I'm starting a 3-day weekend. Was going to take a stretch four, but...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dibley's got that market cornered. I almost feel like I don't want to do that because it's your deal, Dib. So
right, it only works when there's a company holiday on the back end. That's when it's a stretch four. You just take the one day on the front, and you're already getting it on the back. I've never taken a red-eye flight. Have you, Goo? Have you ever flown a red-eye?
No, and I'm a little jelly. Like, that's big time.
I'm not jealous. I'm wondering what it's like, Steiny, when you leave at, 11:30 and you land at, 7 in the morning?
11:59. Through Dallas, I'll arrive in Atlanta at 10 a.m. Atlanta time, and that is when adrenaline must take over, and I believe it will once I get to the A. I'll doze off, and then, but you know how it goes when you're not really asleep, but you're kind of dozing, and you go, you know what I mean, and
most of the time when you're talking on this show,
the person next to you will be like, what the? I'm looking forward to it. Apparently, here's what I'm real excited about. I think on the way to Dallas, I have a middle seat. So that should be fun.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Definitely don't wear shorts then.
Yeah.
Boy. And if you want to get cussed out, Steiny, you forget your boy's phone. Don't forget that phone. The data's waiting on that thing.
It's been dropped off. I think what I'll do is just tell him I forgot it for the first hour. See how mad he gets. Actually, no. You know what, Goo? You know Dana's black. And remember that time I took your water bottle? And you said, you said we don't like that.
Yeah, right. Don't touch my radio. We don't play with the fluids and food.
Do you know that story, dude?
Okay. No, but I can see that's kind of a day of reckoning where you learn something about your friend and your coworker. It's don't touch my stuff. You know,
Guru brings in one of Lorenzo Neal's waters. You know, a jug of water about 89 ounces, and he leaves it right next to where I was working, and I was like, you know what? No, he's not going to be carrying around a 90-gallon jug or whatever it is. So I hid it from him, and then I watched him. Where is this thing? I just put it there. And I'm like, all right, Goo, I took it. It's up in the desk there. And he was like, I don't like that at all.
Yeah,
we don't like that. So I haven't done it.
Smart move. Steiny, I know we're at the end, and I want to make sure you get your heart out, and I know I'll talk to you in 10 minutes on the show call, the weekly show meeting, but have a good time, and hopefully you bring the Hawks good luck, because we're all pulling for the Hawks, and darn it, we're rooting for you too.
Yeah, I appreciate it because you know what that means. Brooklyn in 2 weeks. We're going to the Big Apple, baby.
Ooh.
We'll see. We'll see.
Let's do it.
I don't know. How much we got here, Spino? 15 seconds. Damon Radowitkowski coming up next. Not sure who they have on, but I'll tell you what. Kolsky was on fire yesterday, and I'm dead serious about Rudy Gobert. Their show is top-notch. I'm out of here. I need a show meeting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.